E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tho Mila Falcha Rotansha. I am your host, Richard McSweeney. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Overheard in a supermarket, a 7 to 8 year old daughter jokingly said to her mother, "Mummy." "Yes, dear." "Mummy, can I abandon you here?" "What, abandon? Abandon me? No, you can't. It's only a parent's love who can abandon their children. Children can't abandon their parents." "I only meant, Mummy, can I abandon you here a minute while I go around to the next aisle to look at some things? That's all. I'll be back again to you before you know I'm gone." "Ah, well, in that case, love, you should have used some word like leave, if that's all you meant. Then go ahead. And now don't be too long, all right?" "I won't, Mummy. I won't, I promise." "And you will be still here, won't you, when I come back?" of course I will. I'll be right here waiting for you. Just like I am always, love, waiting for you. Aren't I when you come out from school?" "I think Jenny's Mummy, is going to abandon her soon, because she only sometimes is waiting for her after school." "I'll be back in a minute, Mummy." "Okay, love. Here, let me give you a hug first." "Your hug, Mummy, is the best." And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, "I wonder, will we ever have one king, be it one queen," he asked, "who will truly be said to be reigning over the entire island, instead of over merely this collective of ever-breaking away small kingdoms. May the future sovereignty of the island be of a completeness and not of a partialness. For where there is partialness, there is always uneasiness, and uneasiness leads to greater unrest until of a morning or an afternoon everything falls asunder. When it is allowed to reach such an extremity of confusion, homegrown thieves will with an ease begin to appear, and take it will they will, and make as their own they will, every stone by stone upon a stone. Such thieves would have no qualms of conscience selling off parts of the island, if not the whole island itself, to any mightier thieves than themselves from beyond its shores. Living in generation out generation in regret over having given away part of the whole is never to be an option. Thus is there, in every age, the constant need for diligence, the constant need to culture truly enlightening, impressive sovereigns, and for these qualities to follow them with utmost sincerity. Ignorance, cowardliness, and greed is never to be allowed to be the legacy. The legacy to be is admirable strength of character, profound wisdom, and comprehensive foresight." In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from As You Like It, Tao Te Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from As You Like It. "Oh, my poor Rosalind, whither wilt thou go? Wilt thou change fathers? I will give thee mine. I charge thee, be not thou more grieved than I am. I have more cause. Thou hast not, cousin. Prithee, be cheerful. Knowest thou not the Duke had banished me his daughter?" "That he had not." "No, hast not? Rosalind, lax'd in the love which teacheth thee that thou and I am one. Shall we be sundered? Shall we part, sweet girl? No, let my father seek another heir. Therefore devise with me how we may fly, whether to go and what to bear with us. And do not seek to take your change upon you, to bear your griefs yourself and leave me out. For by this heaven, now at our sorrows pale, say what thou canst, I'll go along with thee." "Why, whither shall we go?" "To seek my uncle in the forest of Arden." "Alas, what danger will it be to us, maids as we are, to travel forth so far? Beauty provoketh thieves sooner than gold." "I'll put myself in poor and mean attire, And with a kind of umber smirch my face, and like to you, so shall we pass along, and never stir assailants. Were it not better, because that I am more than common tall, that I did suit me all points like a man, a gallant curtal axe upon my thigh, a boar spear in my hand, and in my heart lie here what hidden woman's fears there will, we'll have a swashing and a marshal outside, as many other mannish cowards have, that do outface with their semblances. What shall I call thee when thou art a man? I'll have no worse a name than Jove's own page, and therefore, look, you call me Ganymede. But what will you be called? Something that had a reference to my state, no longer Cecilia, but Elenia. But, cousin, what if we essayed to steal the clownish fool out of our father's court? Would he not be a comfort to our travel? He'll go along all the wide world with me. Leave me alone to woo him. Let's away, and get our jewels and our wealth together. Devise the fittest time and safest way to hide us from pursuit that will be made after my flight. Now go we in content to liberty and not to banishment. Tao Te Ching, Installment 21. The great Te is comprehensive, and it follows the ways of the Tao. The Tao is that which is vague and uncertain. Within the vague and uncertain, there are pictures. Within the vague and uncertain, there is substance. Feeble and unclear as it is, there is spirit within. The spirit is genuine, with credibility within. From ancient times until now, the Tao has never left this world. It lives with and looks after all things. How do I know the Tao lives with all things? From their daily conduct, I know. This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. Northree Star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Humaculate of Era, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" An elderly queen of Alandri travelled into valleys and groves and along by hill slopes and lake shores to seek out the opinion of a much-beloved sage, saying, "Seeing that I don't have any immediate heir, I'm thinking of making crossover spirituality my heir. I would like very much to hear your opinion of it." "Such a measure, your majesty, would be hazardous and full of peril both to you and to the Landry. The character of crossover spirituality is this. He is persuasive, acute, shrewd, and claiming all-knowing, and as you must surely well know, ever ready with a sharp retort. And hasty is he. His natural endowments surpass those of others, but by his human qualities he seeks to obtain ultimate power. He exercises his discrimination in suppressing his errors. But he does not know what is the source from which his errors arise. Make him your heir, your majesty. He would employ human reason alone, so that no regard whatsoever would be paid to nature. Already he has long had his back turned to nature. He would have no time for intuitive knowledge, and he would have his plans take effect with the speed of lightning, regardless of anything. Moreover, he would be the slave, and have everybody be the slave of whatever he initiated. Moreover, he would not be embarrassed by anything, no sense of shame or even remorse. Moreover, he would be constantly looking all around for the response of attendants and ministers to his measures, to his decrees. Moreover, he would be responding to the opinion of the multitude as his guide to what was right. Moreover, he would be changing as things change, and would not begin to have any principle of constancy save inconstancy. Moreover, and most importantly of all, your majesty, he secretly considers all women to be his inferior, Even his own mother does he look upon as his inferior. Though he would have everyone believe, he looks up to her and sees all women to be his equal. Far be far from the truth, is it? How then can such a person be fit to be your heir, your majesty? Such kingship as he would conduct would lead to disorder on a grand scale and within a very short length of time. It would be calamity in one in the position of a minister, and ruin if he were in the position of the sovereign. And with greatly respecting the sage's opinion, she decided not to designate Crossover Spirituality her heir. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, you will let integrity and uprightness preserve you, for you will wait for and expect yourself. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticCloseTdramaScripts.com. It is truly an honour to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.